Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a new episode of the New York Real Estate Podcast. I am your host, Loida, in case you have forgotten already. I am so excited to be back. I have been so busy within the last week. So much has been going on. My team, they have been killing it the past few weeks. Ever since the new year started, we have been hitting the phones, calling expireds, calling all of our past leads, making sure that all of our current clients are being taken care of. So it has just taken so much time from me, but I'm back. I wanted to share with you guys some things that I have gone through actually recently that many of you might actually be surprised to hear. So what I'm going to be sharing with you in this episode are some things that agents do that are really annoying. In particular, I'm going to be sharing with you a story that happened last Sunday. So this is going to be revolving working with buyers, setting appointments, like showing appointments, and working with other agents. So last Sunday, I met up with one of my clients. We have been looking for homes since last year. Long story short, every single home that we have seen and we have submitted offers on, she always gets outbid. Perhaps if you're watching or if you're listening to this, you might be in a very similar situation where you're working with buyers and it seems like they always get outbid. You always have to compete with other offers and you're never really getting anywhere. So last Sunday, I had arranged to take a look at a property. I had confirmed with the agent twice. Now keep in mind, this property only had one picture on the MLS. The agent would never take my phone calls, but you know, inventory is so low and this particular home was in a location that my client is interested in. So we kind of took that risk and a gamble to make an appointment to see this property. Now on Sundays, my client usually works and last Sunday was no different. So what we did is that she was going to take her lunchtime to go and take a look at this property. So I had arranged for us to take a look at it at 1 p.m. Sunday last week. So I remember I contacted the agent on Saturday just to confirm if we could see it. And he texted me back saying, sure, I am pretty sure that that's going to work. Now, I did not like that answer. It's either going to be a yes or a no. So I figured, okay, he's probably checking with the sellers. I'll wait for him to get back to me. So then on Sunday, I call the agent. They don't answer. I left him a voicemail and I said, hey, this is Loida. I just wanted to give you a call because I wanted to confirm that I am so good to see the property with my client today at 1. And I also wanted to find out what the condition of the home is because there's only one picture on the MLS. Now, I never got a call back. So I texted him. I asked this the exact same thing. And the only thing that this agent texted me was, yes, you're good to go. Owner will be there. They didn't even answer my question about the condition of the home or anything. And I wanted to find out exactly what the condition of the home was because what if it was a total fixer or something that I knew that my client would not like? I obviously did not want us to go and waste our time taking a look at a home that was not going to be something she would even want to submit an offer on. But I did not get any response. And again, my client is kind of desperately looking for a home. So we took that risk. So I met with her at 1 o'clock. So we get to the property. There's another party that is outside. They're knocking the door because they're also going to take a look at the property. And initially I told her, okay, we'll wait for like 5 minutes until they're done. And then it'll be our turn. So we can have our separate distances and all that. So as we're waiting outside, the other party that got there to see the property is knocking on the door and no one answers the door. And keep in mind, this was at 1 o'clock. So next thing you know, it's 1:05. Then we're just kind of waiting around. Nobody's answering the door. Next is 1:10 in the afternoon. So I go up to the buyer's agent that's there with their client. And I say, hey, is no one home? Is no one answering the door? And she said, no one is answering the door. I've called the agent. He doesn't answer. He only texts us, but at this point, he hasn't even responded to my text messages. So then I go ahead and reach out to the agent, letting him know, hey, There's another party out here. We're trying to look at the property and nobody's answering the door. And all I heard, crickets. The agent did not respond to me. They did not respond to the other party that was there wanting to look at the property. So I told my buyer, I said, you know what? We can wait another 5-10 minutes. We'll see if the owners show up. And this entire time, there were two vehicles out in the driveway. So it's very possible that the owners were home. So I have no idea what was going on, why nobody opened the door, especially being that the listing agent had said that the owner was going to be there to open the door. So we wait around 1:15, 1:20. And at around 1:20, 1:25, I told my client, I was like, you know what? This is such a waste of time. I'm sorry that you have to go through this to take your time from work to come and see this place that we couldn't even see after all. So not only did she waste her time, but I also wasted my time. And obviously the other agent and her client that was there. So again, the listing agent never got back to me. I texted him. I think it was like 1:09 when I texted him and I let him know that there were multiple parties there to see the property. He never responded until like 2:15 in the afternoon. And this is the funniest thing. He texted me saying, "Hey, are the owners back?" And I'm just shocked at this point. I was driving, and when I got that text message, I literally started laughing. So I pulled over to the side of the road, and I texted him, and I said, "Did you seriously think that I was going to be waiting there until the sellers got back? I mean, that is exactly why I had scheduled an appointment for 1 o'clock, and all that happened was that my client and myself got our time wasted." And I sent him that text message. And like 10 minutes later, all he did, and he has an iPhone, so he just liked my text message. And that was it. So this, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sharing this with you because it happens all the time. There are a lot of agents out there that should not be taking listings or working with homeowners that are not even serious about selling. Now, in this case, I'm not exactly sure exactly what the situation was. I don't know if the seller was not interested in selling or they're not serious about selling and they just don't want to show the home, or if the listing agent is just trying to double end the property and he's just not going to communicate with any agent that does want to show the property. He'll just send them to the home knowing that no one is there. I mean, I have no idea what's going on here. But what does happen is that this makes us all look bad. It makes all of us real estate agents look bad in the eyes of our clients because they're probably thinking, is this how real estate agents are? Like, do they just set up appointments and waste people's times? Like, what's going on here? So I was very pissed because I hate to have my time wasted and then to have my client take the time from her lunch to come and take a look at this property that we couldn't even see, and now she has to drive back to work. It's just all a waste of time and money. So the point of this episode is for you to know that, you know, this is going to happen. Hopefully it doesn't happen, but be prepared to be in situations like this where you set up certain appointments and the listing agent or the other agent, they just don't communicate and you don't hear from them when you're outside of the property. Now, when the properties are vacant, it just makes it so much easier to see the home because there might be a combo lockbox or a super lockbox or something that makes it super easy. But when a home is owner occupied, if you're a listing agent, you definitely want to make sure that your clients know when a party is going to go and take a look at the property. Because remember, these people are taking time out of their day and their schedule to go out and see this home. And many of them are driving for over 30 minutes. I mean, some of them might live close, but some of them might be coming from very far away. And if they're just coming to just see your property and at the end of the day they can't see it, then it's just a waste of time for everyone. So that's it for this episode. I hope that you guys enjoyed it. And this little story that I shared with you, which happened again last week, up until this point, you know, I'm still showing my client properties. There's just so little inventory that I always have to keep an eye out for anything new that comes on the market. So if you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you subscribe to the YouTube channel and also to the podcast, wherever it is that you're listening to. And also, my new In Real Estate Bootcamp will be starting on February 2nd. So make sure to check out my website, lloydofalaska.com/newagent, for all of the details. And with that being said, I will see you on the next episode.